Whilst the meat and potatoes of your question really relates to the matter of your application for the right of abode, I will deal quickly with the sort of rider to the question, which deals with the issue of your new employment and the requirement that you have by law to go through the process of adjusting your employment visa sponsorship from your old employer through to your new employer. So irrespective of how much time you've got remaining on your current limit of stay, once you stop working for your employment visa sponsor of record, then all bets are off in terms of your continuing permissions to work in Hong Kong. So to take up the new employment, you do need to go through the formal process of adjusting your employment visa sponsorship from the old employer to the new employer. And that's an extremely important part of your ongoing compliance obligations whilst you remain a temporary resident here. But now turning my attention to the issue of your plans for Australia after you've secured the permanent residency here. Let me sort of state the following, that the test for approval for the right of abode applications, you need to show that you've been continuously an ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for not less than 7 years, and that any absences from Hong Kong in that time have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad. And also it must be, and this is vitally important, your intention to take in Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residency. So if you have the intent at the time that you make your declaration to the effect that Hong Kong is your only place of permanent residency at the 7 year mark, to go on to secure the right of abode, but it is your intention in actual fact to get the right of abode and then scootle off to Australia, and as you say in your question, permanently, the question is seriously begged as to your eligibility for the right of abode, given your state of mind at the time that you make that declaration and you go on to get your right of abode approved. So what's required as part of the right of abode exercise is to make a declaration on honest terms to the extent of to what your intention is. If it transpires subsequently that life circumstances change and you go off and you do something else somewhere, and that eventually means that you go on to be in that other place permanently, well, so be it. But the really key thing is at the time that you make your application and you swear the declaration, it must be your intent that Hong Kong is your only place of permanent residence. So you need to factor that into your planning at the time that the 7 year anniversary comes up and you make your application. On the other hand, many people who are unable to swear to the extent that they've taken Hong Kong as their only place of permanent residence go on to adjust their immigration status from sponsored employment through to unconditional stay, which is available to long-stay foreign national residents that have been here continuously for not less than 7 years. And whilst the status that you get under unconditional stay is by no means as robust as the right of abode, because the right of abode is a right enshrined in the basic law, unconditional stay is an administrative convenience that means the Director of Immigration will not be asking for any information about what you're up to in Hong Kong. You can remain here unconditionally, although there is one condition to the unconditional stay status, and that is you need to be in Hong Kong on at least one occasion in any 12-month given period in order to maintain your unconditional stay accordingly. So you may find that whilst you're not in a position to put your hand on your heart and say, swear definitively that you're taking Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence, you do it for the right of abode application subsequently, you do have the opportunity to go on to secure unconditional stay, which may suit your long stay purposes for Hong Kong. So anyway, I hope you find this useful.